Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look into the eyes of a 23-year-old who looks and has played a lot more mature than that. First and goal, Elliott right up the middle, waiting for a signal touchdown.
That was one of 15 touchdowns on the ground for Ezekiel Elliott as a rookie. He had 16 total. He's only 22 years old. He's already got a 1,600-yard season on his resume. He will not play until midway through this season, pending an appeal, which I'd assume will come. The announcement was made about 10 minutes ago, if you're just joining us here on Grant and Danny. Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott suspended for the first 6 games of the season for his off-field conduct by Roger Goodell and the National Football League. From ESPN.com and Cowboys writer Todd Archer, Elliott suspended, the suspension coming as a result of an investigation that started more than a year ago. Remember, his ex-girlfriend accused Elliott of domestic violence in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus City Attorney's Office announced in September that it was not pursuing charges against Elliott because of, quote, conflicting and inconsistent information, end quote. Well, when we found out that he was not going to be charged and conflicting and inconsistent information meant that maybe not everything being said about what he did was correct, a lot of people felt like he was not going to be suspended at all or that the suspension would be very minimal, maybe a game or two. But the NFL is able to penalize players without legal charges, as we've seen in the past. Elliott is a great talent. He is one of the faces of football, and the league has come down with an iron fist. They are clearly sending a message for Ezekiel Elliott, Dallas, and every other organization in football. He will appeal the suspension, is the expectation. Adam Schefter had the original report. He's also reporting that Elliott, from what he's hearing, will appeal. He's got 3 business days to file notice. That probably comes by the end of today, I would guess. I don't know why you would wait. A hearing then has to be scheduled for within 10 days of receipt of the notice. So what he should do is announce that he's going to appeal today, send that into the league, and then by August 21st, he would have his appeal at the league headquarters. Todd Archer's story says, according to Article 46 of the CBA, which governs appeal of commissioner discipline, he would then find out within 2 weeks of making that announcement after that hearing 10 days later, very likely, whether or not he has his suspension reduced. Which I would assume happens because that's normally how these work. You get in trouble, they slap as many games on you as possible, and they allow for an appeal that sometimes can diminish your suspension and you get a percentage of whatever it was initially. So that's one of the questions I'd like you to answer for me here in a minute. The appeal is going to be heard by the commissioner or his designated member of his staff that he wants to hear the overall conversation with Ezekiel Elliott. Harold Henderson is a name that comes up, who's a former NFL executive. But that's one of the things I've never liked, is that Goodell can be heavily involved in passing down the suspension and then be the person you appeal to. You can't be judge, juror, and executioner. The guy that wins in all of this is Chris Carter, who predicted a couple days ago, while everyone was making fun of him, that this would be as many as a 6-game suspension based on what he was hearing. Here he was talking about the precedent being set.
And there's been a precedent set, not only on the assault and domestic violence side, saying that there would be a minimum 6 games on that side, but there was a precedent set with the GOAT and Tom Brady when they suspended him for on-the-field conduct 4 games. So the brightest star that we have in our game, Tom Brady, they suspended him. And when the information comes out, there's going to be some similarities as far as what happened. Information. That he had been advised possibly to give up, that was destroyed.
Wow. So if he's not cooperating, and the NFL did the same thing with Brady, and he doesn't want to help them, and that's what Carter's hearing, you're going to get got. I mean, that is what we're learning. the worrisome thing for players here is that there was not enough evidence for this to become a legal issue. Legal authorities, according to ESPN.com, concluded that Elliott's accuser was not credible. And that's why they rejected charging him. Several witnesses, according to sources close to the case, heard the woman yell at Elliott that she would, quote, ruin his career, end quote, when she was unhappy that they would not continue their relationship. The league's suspension of Elliott differs from the 2014 ban of Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice, who was prosecuted and agreed to a plea resolution after a full investigation by legal authorities. So this is a territory that is uncomfortable because if you're telling me legally your job is to charge this guy or not charge this guy, that you don't think the woman's credible and that you can't put him on trial because of inconsistencies in her stories, but the league's doing their own homework and they're doing their own investigation and they have either found something that you couldn't legally or just decided this was a chance to send a message. Ezekiel Elliott out 6 games. Your reaction to that, 800-636-1067. What do you think of the fact that Goodell can be involved in the suspension and the hearings and the appeals, 800-636-1067? What does this mean on the field for the Dallas Cowboys for 6 games? How about that part of this story? Now, the Redskins don't play them until week 8 because of a week 7 bye, so that'd still be the first game of Ezekiel Elliott's season. They still have to deal with him twice. And he's going to come back ornery and irritable and salty, and that's not good news for the Redskins, probably. But 6 games without him, that's a lot of Alfred Morris. That's plenty of Darren McFadden. Shabazz is in Chantilly. What's up, Shabazz?
What's up, Grant? I hope you're doing well.
You too, man.
I'm just calling because I think that it kind of hurts us away because, I mean, the Cowboys are going to run fine with their line, but when Zeke comes back, I think he's absolutely going to destroy the Redskins. I can see him going for 200 yards or 2 touchdowns, one of the two. And I don't think it bodes well for us.
Well, look, the Redskins were not going to get out of facing him anyway because unlike in years past, they weren't playing them early enough in the season. So because they had a midseason and a late season game, they were going to have to play him twice. He was going to run hard and run well against them no matter what. I mean, if last year's any indication, right? But to your point, his first game back from this suspension, it's like playing the Patriots the week Tom Brady came back. I'd rather not have him on the schedule that day. I agree with you. I wonder how much the club or bar, or whatever it was, incident that happened with Ezekiel Elliott recently factored into this. Remember, July 17th, just less than a month ago, a story came out of Elliott involved in a video where he got into some type of tussle or a fight out and about late at night while the league was investigating him for all of these alleged assaults and problems he had with his ex-girlfriend. From TMZ Sports, Dallas PD was filmed by multiple news cameras arriving at Clutch Bar this afternoon, but cops were tight-lipped about the exact reason for their visit. TMZ Sports has obtained video of the victim moments after he was struck in the face by an assailant at Clutch Bar in Dallas. The person who shot the video tells us the man was involved in a verbal altercation with a woman who was in Ezekiel Elliott's party when Ezekiel got involved. The witness says she saw Ezekiel punch the man, corroborating the story the victim's friend told police. However, cops at the scene could not confirm Zeke was the attacker, and he has not been arrested or charged with a crime. In the video, you can see the victim writhing in pain on the ground. We're told he was on the ground for a few minutes. An ambulance arrived to the scene. You can see the man being treated by paramedics outside the bar, transported to a hospital. Elliott, people will only say that the running back was not arrested and no complaint has been filed, but wouldn't say that it wasn't him on the video. 6:30 in the morning, Dallas PD now say it does have a record of an incident at Clutch Bar and it appears to be connected with the Ezekiel Elliott investigation. I mean, so you're under a bright light from the National Football League. You're having conversations with the commissioner, Roger Goodell, and hearings about your conduct, unbecoming and not proper, and whether or not you're going to be suspended. And at the same time that you're dealing with all of this and the league's investigating you and you're waiting to hear if you're going to be suspended, you're getting in trouble for may or may not punching someone in the face? I mean, get your act together, regardless of what happened previously. If you're wrongfully accused, if someone's making up lies about you, and you may or may not get suspended, and they're lying about you, don't you lay low for a little while? Don't you not get into a fist fight in a bar, in a club, late at night? Ian Rappaport says that Ezekiel Elliott's $8 million plus guaranteed is now voided as soon as he misses time on the field. Interesting. In a letter to Elliott, NFL exec Todd Jones said there was, quote, substantial and persuasive evidence, end quote, to show multiple incidents of violence. I'm telling you, I think that this club bar, whatever situation, hurt him badly. Rappaport, Elliott suspended 6 games for a violation of personal conduct, 3 days to appeal, but he says that $8 million guaranteed money voids when he misses time on the field. So this could really hurt his checkbook as well. I want to open up phones from you guys. Non-football division, what message is the league sending? What do you think about Elliott, who apparently there wasn't enough legal evidence to charge, being suspended because the league found enough evidence? Your take on that on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines? And then what does this mean for the Cowboys? I'll go through their first 6 games and who they play. They got a tough open to their season. I don't know if the Redskins and Eagles are good enough to make this mean that Dallas is in a bad spot, but I know the Giants are. 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.